isn't I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that never fails to pull something surprising out of the bog. You join us today in the fine city of Leeds, which still has many reminders of the part it played in the Industrial Revolution. Starting at nearby Middleton is the oldest railway in England, with its original line and stock virtually unchanged since 1758. It was recently privatised and renamed the Midland Main Line to Euston Service. The city has connections with many famous people. Well-loved celebrities include Alan Bennett and Barry Cryer. Wait a minute, there's a bit here I didn't read. Well-loved local celebrities include Alan Bennett and Barry Cryer used to know his milkman. We're guests today of the City Varieties Theatre. This, the undisputed home of old-time music hall, is famous for folk who sport Edwardian costume, and I notice that our team members are dressed in suits of similar vintage. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Paul Merton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And eager to lend a hand when the team's points are on the up. Please welcome our resident scorer, the delightful Samantha. Okay, let's start with round one this week, which, appropriately enough, is called Famous First Words. Teams, I'd like you please to fill in some historical gaps by suggesting the first words of people either still with us or appearing on the National Lottery big ticket. Barry, will you start, please?
Ian Paisley's first words. And furthermore! As if he'd been saying something earlier.
Paul.
Lloyd Grossman. Who could live in a womb like this?
Graham.
Tony Blair. You're right, Mum. Labour leaves you knackered.
Tim.
President Clinton. Nurse, would you mind putting your hand on this? Lord Irving. That wallpaper's got to go.
William Hague. I'm always going to look like this.
Colonel Tom Thumb.
Over here!
Mrs. Thatcher, now we are a baby.
David Frost. So what's it like to be my mother then? You must be very proud.
Winston Churchill. I'm always going to look like him. Robin Cook, this is the best I'll ever learn.
Bernie Ecclestone.
Over here!
Charlton Heston, I parted the waters myself.
Okay. Right, it's time now for an old favourite called One Song to the Tune of Another. A game which neatly combines both its title and its rules in one. Using the description of a game as its title still goes on in some countries, particularly in China. Literally translated, the Chinese for snooker is use thin rod to clear table of coloured balls. Skating is translated as catch frostbite while falling off metal shoes. Darts as fat blokes get drunk. And rugby as push face into buttocks of man in front. Which coincidentally is also the title of the new BBC management training manual. Okay, teams, I shall now introduce a series of implausible musical combinations, starting with the first, and most implausible, Colin Sell and a piano. Tim, I'd like you to start by singing the words of the theme to Friends to the tune of Jerusalem.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you when the rain starts to fall. I'll be there for you like I've been there before. I'll be there for you, cause you're there for me too. I'll be there for you, cause you're there for me too.
Graham, now, will you please sing the words of Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word to the tune of Get Me to the Church on Time.
You love me. What have I got to do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me and I wish upon that you're not there? What do I do to make you want me? What have I got to do to be heard? What do I say when it's all over? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. It's sad, it's so sad, it's a sad, sad situation. It's getting more absurd, it's sad, it's so sad. Why can't we talk it over all the time? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. What do I do to make you love me? What do I do to be heard?
Paul, now, will you please sing the words of Meet the Gang from It Ain't Half Hot Mum to the tune of Scarborough Fair.
Meet the gang, cause the boys are here. The boys who entertain you with music and laughter to help you on your way. Raising the rafters with a hey, hey, hey. The songs and sketches, the jokes old and new. With us above that note again, you won't feel blue. So meet the gang, cause the boys are here.
Sing lofty.
I'm over here.
The boys to entertain you.
Oh, bravo.
Right, follow that, Barry. Would you please sing the words of My Old Man's a Dustman to the tune of Heartbreak Hotel?
Story to tell it is a must about an unsung hero that blows away at a fortune, baby. Saw the stern of men. Oh, my old man don't earn much. In fact, he's with skin. Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman hat. He wears so blind he bows his head. He lives in a half. He looks at proper nana, baby, and his great big hobnail boots. Yeah, hobnail boots. He's got such a job to pull him off that he calls the lazy boots. Oh, my, oh, my, old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He says go blimey, travels, and he lives in a castle back. Oh, get dips and Christmas, then some of them forget. Oh, and he takes their pills,
Well, that got him going.
I knew he wasn't dead.
On with the next round now. As we have Paul Merton with us today, not to play our version of Have I Got News For You would be a criminal waste of his unique talent. Still, never mind. Instead, we have a great new idea to play a radio adaptation which we'll call the News Quiz. We start round one with a cutting which will be read by Samantha. Finished? Oh, there's some more. And for sending that, we have to thank a Mr. S. A Mr. S. Rushdie of Flat B, 15 Maple Court, Swindon. As we've never played this before, teams, we've got a lot of catching up to do. So, Tim, can you guess which story is hidden behind this cryptic clue? Whose creation made him go all weak?
Paul's writing something. What is it?
Take your hand off my knee.
Oh, sorry.
No, I think it's Nigel Xlax, the anniversary of his birth. Amazing man. You all know his legendary invention. They still talk of the day he passed a driving test.
I think it probably is that, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, Barry, here's your item. Which gardener turned over a new leaf and said, caw?
This must be Lord Irvine, who's moved on to having his garden done. Trees have got gold leaves. Their lawn's been set by a firm called Soddit. And even the grass is imported. It's Colombian grade A.
Paul. Paul, your clue is, who looked good in the rushes before going on to take his tablets?
Oh, but this is Moses. It's Ed Moses, the athlete, isn't it? Well, no, actually, it's Ben Johnson, the rushes, that's him, the speed records, and before going on to take his tablets, well, I mean, that was the pharmaceutical intake, which allowed him to run 100 metres in 0.4 seconds. He jumped off a cliff.
Paul Lemming Johnson, we call
him. That's it. Lloyd Lemming Johnson.
Are these all biblical questions, these? Am I seeing a theme here, Hump?
I'm beginning to suspect that they might be, yes.
Mm, right.
Graham, here's your clue. Whose trouble and strife was taken with a pinch of salt?
This is a rhyming slang question here. Trouble and strife, wife. Pinch of salt, Walt. As in Disney. And I think, in this case, a reference to that lovable little rodent, Robin Cook. His wife, Gaynor, obviously, is taken with him. In fact, the press keep asking, why does the new Mrs. Robin Cook never smile? Clues in the question, I think.
My card says, let's hurry along to our next game. Now, as many of you know, Leeds is one of many provincial destinations to which we've come as part of the BBC's ongoing programme to dispel the myths and stereotypes about regional Britain. Which brings us to our next game. A-op mother. If to whippets in bath. Where's to co? Or to give it its English title, Job Seekers. In this round, one team assumes the role of interviewers, the other applicants for a certain job. The object is for the applicants, while giving the impression of great willingness and enthusiasm, to fail to get the job. We'll start with you, Barry and Graham. I'd like you to be applicants for jobs as air traffic controllers. Tim and Paul, you're the interviewers. Okay, off you go.
What first attracted you to the job?
Which one of you said that? The old eyes? What they were?
Just follow the sound of my voice. I'm sure.
Oh, right. Yeah. You're over there, right? But I think what attracted us was there's a lot of sitting down involved. And
Have you had any previous experience of sitting down?
Yes, I have to sit down a lot because I often drop off to sleep. Unexpectedly, and it's a bit of a shock to the system if you're standing when that happens. So I do need a job where I'm seated for most of the day.
Have you had any previous experience in this air traffic control?
I'm sorry, I was miles away.
Do you mind if I pop out for pee for a minute? The old problem, you know, I can't be more than 2 minutes sitting in the same place.
Well, that's all right. We've got a bucket in the corner.
Yeah. We're putting for a lot to be granted to get a commode.
Yes.
Will I be able to see it from where I'm sitting?
You'll be able to smell it.
So when can you start work?
Any time.
Any time.
Tuesday?
Tuesday? Oh, blimey, sorry, I just had one of my panic attacks.
Well, are you familiar with the latest radar systems?
Sorry?
Oh. Radar.
Oh, yeah, I never miss an episode. My favourite, Mash. You never watch it, do you?
I don't watch much television, because, you know, if I watch a screen for a lengthy time...
So, we got the job.
Oh, I think you have, definitely, yeah.
Ideal.
Right, let's try that the other way around. Tim and Paul, you can be applicants for jobs as vets. Barry and Graham, you're the interviewers this time.
Oh, well, welcome to the surgery.
Thank you
very much.
Yes, a vet, what attracted you chaps to the job in the first place?
Well, I like working with people.
Have you had any training with animals at all?
Any experience with animals?
I was a butcher.
And I was the butcher's mate.
Yeah. Slaughterhouse, 3 or 4 years.
Well, you certainly know your animals.
Well, not for very long.
And you're happy to work with all types of animals, I take it, are you?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah.
Domestic cats and dogs.
Achoo! You said it!
Oh, there's definitely a cat in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Set you up again.
Achoo!
Sorry, he gets every time, it's a C-H-U, no, he goes.
Does that spell cat?
Achoo! Oh, he's nasty. He's even allergic to the spelling.
Snakes?
I don't like snakes myself, actually. No, they bring me out in a rash. Sort of eczema.
Oh, yeah. Horses?
No, just eczema, really.
How about farm animals? Cows?
What, those big things with horns?
Yeah.
You've got to be joking.
Well, I'd be no good with cows. They've got very short arms.
Yeah.
Gerbils?
Pardon? Wasn't he Hitler's propaganda minister?
I like gerbils in their place. You can never shift them, I find. Have we got the job?
Right, it's time for the next round. Last week, teams, I received a letter from an elderly listener who complained of finding many of the rounds hard to follow and suggested that we played a good old-fashioned game like Scrabble. So impressed was I by the suggestion that I immediately decided in modern BBC parlance to be proactively and non-financially customer responsive, or as we used to put it, rip the idea off without paying for it. So, teams, let's try. You know the rules. Samantha has already given you your allocation of letters, and I've got a large dictionary in front of me should any dispute arise. Barry, we'll start with you. Can you make a word?
I thought I'd got flatulence there for a minute, but... I haven't got the effing flatulence. No.
Can't do anything.
Can't do anything. I'm...
Paul?
Gitzrick. Yeah, that's just the order the letters are in. I could get another one, probably, if I... Tegesura. I've got the Bosnian version of the game here.
Graham.
got seven letters here.
Whoa! Quinquagesimal.
Tim? I've got an E, a U, an R, and an O. Spells trouble.
Barry?
I've got... Oh, wait a minute. W-E... T-H-I-R. Worst spell of weather I can remember. Oh, wait a minute. W-A-K-N. Raw Ken. Waken. Oh, there's an S here. It could be a plural. No, it won't happen. Won't happen. I'm quite relaxed.
Thank God. I'm
playing with myself here.
Come on, Paul. Hurry along, Bill.
Well, I've still got the same letters as I had before, really. Can I change them for something else?
Yeah.
All right, I'd like to change them for a small motorbike, please.
I've got X, F, T, Z, Q, J... B. I know it's a proper word because I read it in The Guardian.
I think it's my turn, though.
Yes.
Ooh.
Get down.
I can make Whiteley.
Make him what?
Oh, no, I can't. No. I haven't got the sense of timing.
Barry?
O, Umagulis. African bird.
Is that the bird with the short legs?
That's right. And a huge wingspan. Doesn't like landings. And goes on the roof.
I think Barry's just gone out.
Has he gone out?
Yeah. Yes, I've gone out.
Oh, well, thankful for small mercies. Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of the show, but there's just time left for the Welsh Film Festival. Samantha tells me she's off on a mountaineering course with a couple of chaps she knows who are equipped like whales and enjoy... equipped... like whales, and enjoy a rarebit. So while she nips out to pack, I'll ask the teams to suggest a season of films that might suit the Welsh Film Festival. We'll start with you, Tim.
Cooled Hand, Look You?
Leek Marvin in Paint Your Dragon?
Die Hard? Die Hard 2? I was going to say that, but you groaned at the first one.
An American in Powys.
The one you've all been waiting for.
Bring me the Hollyhead of Alfred.
There's also Bridge Over the River Wye and the Magnificent Seven.
The clan var på kingwith go gareth kondropeth plantacilio go 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 between.
Oh, it's good to see the old classic, the good, the bad, and Clonetley. Have he come home?
Or breakfast at Tappy Knees?
Mad Max boys. The eagle has landed north. Look you back in Bangor. Hugh dares Gwyneth.
Nine and a half leaks.
Evans can wait. Shake, rattle and rill.
The outlaw Josie England. I stead for Zebra.
A fish guard called Rhonda.
And the tragic comic romance, Sheepless in Seattle. And the heartwarming sequel, When Harry Met Dolly.
And the third in the sequence, The Sheep That Died of Shame.
And so,
Bob and Carol and Dill and Thomas.
Haverford West was one.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the blue, cagouled rambler of time confronts the colorblind bull of destiny, and the dead pigeon of fate decomposes in the water tank of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from Samantha, myself, the teams and fine people of Leeds, it's goodbye.
Pembroke Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Paul Merton will be given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, Colin Fell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.